What's good, y'all? Fatboy Chronicles. Just popping on, seeing how everybody day going, how everybody doing today. What I want to talk about is I made up a post on Facebook the other day, and I was talking about the situation between on the movie Baby Boy. For those who haven't seen it, stars Tyrese and Taraji P. Henson. Other people are in it as well, but they're the main characters and the main stars of the movie. And there's a situation where, you know, Tyrese is, you know, living with his mom, has multiple baby mamas, don't have a job, don't have no money, don't have any way of supporting himself other than hustling, different things like that. Then he finally gets himself together. He starts basically boosting some clothes, which is not a good look at all. But then he kind of makes himself into an entrepreneur. After he boosts a couple of outfits, he starts buying them, you know, wholesale, and then he starts selling them to different women in different shops and different things like that. He starts getting his hustle on. So, you know, I was talking to I was putting the post up about Jody and about, you know, that situation with him and his baby mama Yvette, who was played by Taraji P. Henson. And I said, you know, now that we're older and we've seen the movie 1,000 times, can we admit that Tyrese wasn't all the problem? And a lot of people were offended by what I said. A lot of people didn't like what I said, women in particular. A lot of women went on my page and were like, you know, you got a problem with women, this and that, this, that, and the third, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. I will be the first one to say this, and I'll be completely honest with you. I have never, ever in my life had an issue with women. Probably when I was younger, I might have had a little issue with women because of my personal past. I was molested by a woman. And yeah, I had a little bit of an issue with women at one point in my life. But then I realized, you know, everybody's not the same, and every woman is not out to harm you or do you wrong or disrespect you or, you know, put you in a position where, you know, to hate them or dislike them or don't want to be around them. A few posts lately, I guess I've put up, you know, pertaining to calling women on their shit, different things like that. Excuse my language. But I call women on stuff because women are forever getting on Facebook, Instagram, any of these social media sites, and they call men on bull crap all the time. Literally, there's a movement out here called fuck boys. And we all know who that is. We all know who the fuck boys are. And yet, when we call women on their stuff or call women, because we all know that every dude is not a fuck boy, just like every woman is not a hoe or a bitch. So the thing is, I call women on their stuff. I don't discriminate. I do it just like I would do men. I call men on their stuff, telling men to step up to the plate, handle their business, be more responsible, be there for their kids, different things like that. I call men on their stuff all the time. Yet women always have a problem with men calling them on their stuff, which I don't understand. I probably never will understand, and it's not for me to really understand. But the thing is, I will never ever let a woman tell me what I am not. One thing I am not, I am not a misogynist. I am not a person that puts down women. I am not a dude that sits here and talk about women or disrespect women in any regard. I am a man who loves women, who respect women, who give women the utmost respect at all times, in particularly black women. Why? My own personal reasons. I feel like the black woman is a goddess. The black woman deserves the respect. The black woman deserves everything possible on this earth. She deserves that. For the ones that don't do what normal black women do, we're not talking to them. We're not talking about them. But black women in particular need the most praise. They're the ones that need us to step up and handle our business. and to praise them for the shit that they do, because they go through a lot of different things. They go through a lot of different phases. And yet, as black men, we not only add to that shit, but we perpetuate other shit from other races and put it on our women. And the black woman is the most disrespected woman on the planet. Malcolm X said it, and it is a fact. But what I will not do is sit here and act like there aren't black women out here who do men wrong, that there aren't black women out here who disrespect black men, or black women out here who don't value black men, black women out here who sit here and maliciously do certain things and keep their kids away from their dads and different things like that. We're not going to act like black women don't have things that they got fucked up about themselves. And yet, men, we know the fucked up shit. We see the shit every day. If it's not black women bashing us, it's white women. If it's not white women, it's Asian women. If it's not Asian women, it's some other kind of woman. If it's not that, it's white men. It's other races of men. Black men don't get a break, just like black women don't get a break. But to hear it from black women, and to hear a black woman tell me that I have a problem with women, that just utterly pissed me off. And I'm here to say on my podcast that I do every now and then, but that I've done for the last few years, I have episodes talking about the upliftment of women, the upliftment of black women, the greatest thing God probably ever put here was the black woman. And I'm constantly talking about that. And yet women don't see that. But yet every negative or quote unquote seem to be negative situation, it's always black women who come jumping on my page or jumping on my comments or jumping, you know, at my messages and saying, oh, well, you don't. You got a problem with women, and you got a problem with black women. You got a problem with this. You got a problem with that. I don't have a problem with black women at all. Never have, never will. My daughter's black. My mama black. My grandmama black. There's nobody. I've never had a problem with women at all, let alone black women. Never in my life. My best friend of almost 20 plus years is a black woman. Not a dude, a black woman. Because I feel like I connect more with black women. I feel like I connect more with women on a different level. Not saying I can't hang around the fellas and kick it and do what we do, but I prefer to be in a room full of black women or a room full of women. The conversation will be deeper. The understanding will be deeper. The meaning behind a lot of what is said will be deeper. Women are just deeper thinkers than men. It's just the truth. Women are more mature than men. So the conversations are more mature. It's not kiddy. It's not jokey. It's not, oh, nigga, your shoes look like this, or your clothes look like this. It's not that. It's different. Women are talking about businesses and owning shit and different things like that. They're not sitting around trying to impress the next dude or talking about how many women he done bust down and all kind of stuff like that. Men are not. Men talk about that shit. Women talk about it too. But most of their conversations are about different things. It's not always about men. It's about different subjects and different topics, which I would totally rather be in a room full of women than a room full of men. That's just me. I've always been that way. It's just something about me being in a room full of men. I just don't do it. But I don't have a problem with men. I just don't want to be in a room full of men. But back to what I was saying, I will never, ever let anybody sit here and tell me what I'm not. And one thing I am not, I love women. I love women to the bone. There's no woman on the planet that can sit here and tell me that I don't love black women. If you feel like I don't love black women or I don't love women in general, then you don't know me personally. I was raised by my grandmother. I was raised by my mother. I have nothing but the utmost respect for women. Yet women feel like I got an issue and a problem with them. I do not, but I will never, ever be one of those men that don't call you on your bull. I will call you on your bull, just like you will sit here as a black woman and call me as a black man on my bull. So I don't know what the ladies are feeling or why they're feeling this way. Maybe because I don't post enough like I used to. But I just wanted to come on here and express that and say, I don't have a problem with women. I love women. I love all races of women, in particular Black women. Personal preference. It is nothing against any other race of women. It is just what I love. I love my women, my race of women. So for all the women out there that feel like I got an issue and a problem with them, I do not. I love you all. I respect you all. Any woman that can bear, that can give life and take life, is you get the utmost respect from me. This is why I say women are godlike, because they can literally bring life into this world and they can literally take it away, which is something God can do. Only God can do. So that's the thing. I don't dislike women. I love women, but I will never, ever be one of those men, ladies, that will sit here and blow smoke up your ass. I will not do that. I will always be honest with you and respect you in the process. But honesty, if I'm not honest with you, that means I don't respect you. So I have to be honest with you. I have to tell you the truth. I have to tell you when you're wrong. Just like you will tell me when I'm wrong. Because why? We respect one another. And that's where the respect begins. If I can tell you that you're wrong in an aspect, you can tell me that I'm wrong. We correct that shit and then we keep it moving. All right, y'all. Fat Boy Chronicles, get at me. You know where I be.